请我们看哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第一节念到第十五节。
We will read from verse 1 through verse 15.
我先用中文念一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
I will read in Chinese once, and then my brother will read in English.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不伤胆，乃将那些安昧可耻的事丢弃了，不行诡诈，不谋讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己监狱个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在迷惘的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神聋瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督，基督耶稣为主，并且自己引耶稣做你们的仆人。那分布光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这么大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不知失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，达到了，却不知失望。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经常记着说，我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话，自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。凡事都是为你们，好叫恩典引人多，就越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not, but we have rejected the hidden things of shame, not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of men before God. But if also our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving, so that the radiancy of the glad tiding of the glory of the Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine forth for them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake, because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness light should shine, who also shone in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that at the surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us, every way afflicted, but not straitened, seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up, persecuted but not abandoned, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body of the dying of Christ, of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh, so that death works in us, but life in you. And having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore also we speak, knowing that he who has raised the Lord Jesus shall raise us also with Jesus, that shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the grace abounding through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down, have a word of prayer.
我们的主，当我们聚集在这里的时候，
Our Lord, when we gather here,
我们满心感谢赞美你。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to you.
我们感谢你，因为你为着我们舍弃一切。
Lord, we thank you because you, for our sake, have forsaken yourself.
你为着拯救我们，你流出你的宝血。You
shed your blood in order to save us.
舍去你的生命。You
gave up your life.
把我们这些不配的人都带到你的家中。You
bring us who are not worthy to your own house.
主，我们感谢赞美你，我们可以聚集。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because we can gather before you.
We
can hear your own voice.
We
can accept your own words. We can let your Holy Spirit in us complete your own work. May you be glorified in us who are not worthy. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. We thank the Lord that He gave us a chance to gather together before the Lord to remember Him. Do we really feel that our time has actually limited us?
在我们每一个人的心里都有许多的话。
In our hearts, every one of us, there are words that we want to thank and praise our Lord. But today, we are still in our flesh.
That
we are limited by time. And we pray that that day will come soon. That we can gather with all saints before the Lord. We can have eternity to praise Him and to thank Him. This is the deep feeling in me when we were breaking bread together. And I believe, brothers and sisters, this is the hope of every one of us.
我常常说,
I often
say, 在白饼纪念主之后,
and after breaking of bread and remember the Lord,
要为主说话,
to speak for the Lord,
我觉得非常的为难,
and I feel very difficult.
也我觉得说，如果我们真是被带到主那里去了
，Because if I feel that if we really were brought before the Lord，
那就不需要再有所谓讲道的聚会了。
Then we don't need any preaching meeting。
但是为着弟兄们的安排
，But because the brothers have so arranged，
我只有顺服
，And I can only obey。
我们昨天提到说，当人问主说，我们要做什么事才算是做神的工作？
Yesterday we mentioned when people ask the Lord, what should we do to do the works of God?
在这些问的人的观念里面，
Now in the thoughts of those who ask,
神的工作是多数的。
The works of God are manifold.
但是我们的主回答
But our Lord answered
他说信神所差来的这就是神的工作
He said believe in the one who God has sent This is the work of God
那个神的工作是单数的
That work of God is singular
因为神虽然做了许许多多的事
Because although God has done many, many things,
但是在神的旨意里，他的工作只有一个。
But in His will, in His purpose, His work is only one.
所有他所做的工作都集中在这一个上面。
All what He did, all what He does is concentrated on this.
他要他的儿子能得着一切。
He wants his son to inherit all things.
因为这是神在永世之前所定规的旨意。
Because this is what God has destined before the world.
他要基督在万有上居首位。
And he wants Christ to have the first place in all things.
叫万有都能彰显他的儿子。
That all things can manifest his son.
这个是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
所以我们在这里看见。
So here we see.
就说神永远的旨意来讲。
Now, from the point of view of the eternal purpose of God,
神的工作只有一个。
God's work is only one.
就是要信他所差来的主。
It is to believe whom he has sent.
我们昨天也稍微提了一下。
Yesterday we mentioned.
我们常常觉得工作与信好像是两件不同的事。
We often felt work and faith or believing are two different things.
但是严格的说来
，But strictly speaking,
信和工作是合一的。
Faith and work are one.
为什么神的工作就是信神所差来的呢
？Why the work of God is to believe what He sent, whom He sent?
不但这是神最终的旨意
，Not only this is the eternal purpose of God，
并且所有真正做神工作的人都是凭着信而做的。
But also.All those who really do the work of God, they all work according to faith.
不是出于他们的自己。
Not according to themselves.
乃是出于基督在他们里面的组织。
But it is what Christ has constituted in them.
我想弟兄姊妹都记得在旧约里头发生过一件事。
I think brothers and sisters all remember that there was one thing that happened.In the Old Testament time.
在利未记第十章里面。
In Leviticus chapter 10.
我们看见圣殿已经这个会幕已经建立起来了。
We see that the tabernacle was already built.
然后敬拜献祭就开始了。
And the worship and the offering have started.
我们记得亚伦的两个儿子。
Aaron has two sons.
拿得和亚比胡。
Nathan and Abihu.
他们就用燔火去献 在神面前。
They used the ordinary fire to offer to the Lord.
所谓的放火是什么呢？
So what is this ordinary fire?
就放火就是自己点着的火。
And this fire is the fire that they have lit themselves.
圣殿里面一切的献祭。
And all the things that are offered in the temple,
都是等候神的火从天上降下来。
They all had to wait for the fire of God to come down from heaven.
但是拿得和亚比户大概是因为酒醉的缘故。
But Nathan and Abihu probably because they were drunk.
他们竟然用防火要向神献祭。
They even offer to the Lord this ordinary fire.
结果呢？神的火就把他们焚烧了。
But the fire of God came down to burn them up.
这个就给我们看见一个原则。
Now this shows us a principle.
我们要在神的面前奉献的话，
If we want to offer ourselves to God,
我们不能用防火。
We cannot use this ordinary fire.
我们不能用我们自己所有的智慧能力来服侍主。
Now we cannot serve the Lord with our own wisdom, our own ability.
因为这些都是神所不能接受的。
Because these are not acceptable to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
在这里有一个很重要的原则。
There is a very important principle here.
在侍奉主的事情上，这是一个基本的原则。
In the matter of serving the Lord, this is a fundamental principle.
我们千万不能用防火。
We cannot, we surely cannot use this ordinary fire.
我们必须要用圣灵的火在我们里面出来。
And we have to let the fire of the Holy Spirit come out from us.
为着这个缘故，
For this reason,
我们今天早晨要一同交通怎样叫我们能在主里面来服侍他。
So this morning we would like to share about this matter. How can we serve the Lord in the Lord?
不是靠着我们自己。
Not by ourselves.
那是完完全全依靠相信我们的主。
But completely believe and depend on our Lord.
在哥林多后书第四章里面，
In the Second Corinthians chapter 4,
保罗他在那里提到他的职分。
Paul talks about his ministry.
他说我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不上当。
Here he said, therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
当然我们知道保罗的职分那是使徒。
We know that the ministry of Paul was being apostle.
神没有叫我们每一个人都做使徒。
God has not asked each one of us to be an apostle.
但是在侍奉的原则上，我们可以来应用它。
But in the principle of service, we could use this.
保罗在这里说，我们是蒙了怜悯啊，就不上当。
So here Paul says, we have received mercy, therefore we faint not.
连保罗自己，
Even Paul himself,
当他感觉神托付他那个职分，
When he feel the ministry that God has entrusted to him,
就说他自己来说，他觉得不能承担。
According to himself, he feels he could not really bear it.
是完全靠着主的怜悯，叫他不至于上当。
It is all because of the mercy of the Lord that he does not have to faint.
因为侍奉主是一件非常高贵的事。
Because serving the Lord is an extremely noble thing.
我们想想我们这样的人。
We think people like us.
怎么配来侍奉这位荣耀的神？
How can we be worthy to serve this glorious God?
我们怎么能 在他的圣功上有份。
And how can we partake in his sacred work?
但是按照圣经给我们看见。
But according to the Bible,
我们所有蒙恩得救的人都是侍奉神的人。
All of us who have been saved by grace, we serve the Lord.
我常常听人说。
I often hear people say,
某某人是全世界侍奉主的人。
And so and so is a servant of the Lord full time.
我觉得这句话非常不正确。
And I feel that this saying is very inaccurate.
因为如果只有少数的人是全世界侍奉主的。
Because if there are only few who serve the Lord full time,
其他神的儿女那么做什么呢?
Now, what would the children of God, other children of God do?
我们是全世界侍奉自己的吗?
And do we serve ourselves full time?
按照圣经给我们看见。
According to the Bible.
所有被主拯救的人。
All who have saved by the Lord.
都是全世界侍奉主的人。
And they serve the Lord full time.
因为他拯救了我们。
Because he has saved us.
我们是属于他的。
And we belong to him.
我们不能再为着自己来做什么。
We cannot do anything for us anymore.
好像从前有这样的一个故事。
In the past there was this story.
有一天在一个火车的上面。
And one day on a train.
有一些军人他要被送到前线去。
Some soldiers were sent to the front.
那么他们在车上没有事情做。
And they have nothing to do in the train.
所以有三个人他们在那里说我们来打牌。
So, three soldiers says, let's play poker.
但是这个打牌啊需要四个人。
But the card game needs four.
所以他们看见旁边坐着一个军人。
So they saw another soldier sitting on the side.
就对那个军人说请你们替你来与我们一同打牌。
So they told the soldier, please come and play this card game with us.
那个军人就告诉他们。
And the soldier told them.
他说对不起，我没有手。
He said, sorry, I don't have a hand.
他们就对他看看。
And they looked at him.
明明他两个手都在那里。
And actually they have indeed two hands.
所以他们说你什么意思？
He said, what do you mean?
他说这两个手不是我的。
He said, these two hands are not mine.
是属于主的
belong to the Lord.
所以我不能出主意来用来打牌
So I cannot decide to use my hand to play this game with you
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个就给我们看见
This shows us
我们所有被主救赎的人
And all of us who have been saved by the Lord
我们不再属于我们自己
We no longer belong to ourselves
我们的手是属于主的
Our hands belong to the Lord
我们的脚是属于主的
Our feet belong to the Lord
我们的一切都是属于主的
All of us belong to the Lord
是主来用
It isfor the Lord to use.
不是我们自己可以出主意。
It is not for us to determine what to do with the hands.
因为所有蒙恩得救的人
Because all who have been saved by grace
都是全世界侍奉主的人。
We serve the Lord full time.
虽然主的呼召对我们每一个人不同
Although the Lord has different calling to each one of us.
好像一个身体一样。
As a body, in a body.
身体四肢不体。
And we have four limbs and they have bodies.
每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Now, every member of the body has its use.
但是功用虽然不同。
But although the function is different.
生命却是一个。
The life is the same.
是里面的生命来使用这一切的肢体。
It is the life inside that uses all these members.
所以在基督的身体里面
So in the body of Christ
我们每一个人都是肢体
All of us is a member
那么每一个肢体运用的时候
So when the member is being used
是靠着里面的生命
It's through the life that's inside
是基督的生命在我们里面使用我们
Is the life of Christ inside use us
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你想到像我们这样不配的人
You think that for us who are so unworthy
竟然主要我们服侍他
And the Lord even wants us to serve him
如果我们真正懂得什么叫做侍奉主，
If we really understand what is the serving the Lord,
我想我们都感觉我们实在不配。
Then we all will feel that we are not worthy.
但是这是主的怜悯。
But this is His mercy.
因着主的怜悯，我们可以来服侍主。
Because of His mercy, we can come to serve Him.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹可以为主而活。
Now every brother and every sister can live for the Lord.
但是当我们把自己献上给主以后，
But after we offer ourselves to the Lord,
主怎样来装配我们，叫我们能侍奉他呢？
How would the Lord equip us so that we can serve Him?
保罗在这里告诉我们，
The Paul, Apostle Paul told us,
第一，我们第一，我们先要预备我们自己。
First, we have to prepare ourselves.
所以他在这里说，
So here he said,
他说就不上胆乃将那些安慰可吃的事弃绝了。
So here he said, we faint not, but we have rejected all these hidden things of shame.
什么叫做安慰可吃的事呢？
What are these hidden things of shame?
就是在我们里面，
That is in us.
如果有什么不能告人的事情，
If there are things that we cannot let other know, see,
这样的事我们都要在神面前把它丢弃。
These things we have to do away before the Lord.
我们不能在我们心里面还藏着什么意念。
We cannot hide some secret desires in us.
我们只有一个意念，就是愿意单单纯纯的侍奉主。
We should have only one single desire, that is to serve the Lord in a simple heart.
他说，不行诡诈。不谋将神的道理。
He said here, not walk in deceit, not falsify the word of God.
这将真理表明出来。
But only manifest the truth.
那里就是告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
当我们传达神话语的时候。
When we bring the word of God out.
我们并没有其他的目的。
And that we do not have other purposes.
我们不是盼望表扬我们自己。
And we don't want to broadcast ourselves.
我们不是要把神的话来高举我们。
And we don't want to use the word of God to raise ourselves.
我们只愿意把真理能讲明出来。
Now we only want to manifest the truth.
按着神的旨意把神的话能发表出来。
To express the word of God according to the will of God.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
乃是在神面前把自己监狱个人的良心。
Not only that, but to commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone before God.
我们记得保罗他常常在做见证的时候这样说。
We remember Paul oftentimes when he gave testimony, he said,
无论他在犹太人的面前，
whether it was before the Jews,
或者在巡抚的面前，
or before the Roman officers,
他常说一句话，
he often said one thing,
他说我在神和人面前保守一个无愧的良心。
He said, before God and before men, I keep an uncompromised conscience.
我们都知道一个不信主的人他的良心靠不住。
We all know that, that one who has not believed the Lord, his conscience is not dependable.
因为他的良心是根据当地的风俗习惯。
Because his conscience is according to the habit of the people around.
好像从前一个非洲的土人如果吃了人啊，他觉得这是很荣耀的事情。
Years ago, some of the natives in Africa, when they eat a man, he feels that's very glorious.
但是今天在台湾，你如果这样做，是不是荣耀的？
But today in Taiwan, if you eat a man, is that glorious?
反而是犯法的事情。
And you become a criminal.
所以你知道， 在世界上不信的人的良心是根据风俗习惯。
So you know the conscience of people who have not believed the Lord in the world, that's according to the habit, to the costume around.
但是我们信主的人
，But we the believers，
我们的良心是根据神。
Our conscience is according to God.
我们已经与神有了关系。
We are already connected, related to God.
他把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
He has given his own life in us.
他自己的圣灵也住在我们里面。
His own Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以他是我们良心的标准。
So he is the standard of our conscience.
所以我们每一个基督徒要保守我们的良心。
So we, every Christian, have to keep our conscience.
在人和神面前要保守一个无愧的良心。
So before man and before God, we have to keep a conscience which is not compromised.
如果这样的话，我们就能把自己监狱每一个人。
And with that, then we can command ourselves to everyone.
这个是对于我们在开始侍奉神之前的准备。
And this is the preparation we have to have before we start to serve the Lord.
但是除了我们有这样的准备之后
but in addition to this preparation,
神就要开始在我们身上做工。
Now God starts to work in us.
所以圣经告诉我们说
So the Bible tells us,
我们有这宝贝在瓦器的里面。
So we have the treasure in the earthen vessel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是瓦器。
Brothers and sisters, we are all earthen vessels.
因为我们是从泥土造的。
Because we were made out of the dust.
但是虽然我们是瓦器
But although we are earthen vessels,
但是神做了一件奇妙的事
But God has done a wonderful thing.
他把宝贝放在我们的瓦器
He has put a treasure in the earthen vessel.
这是我们人不会做的
This is something that man cannot do.
如果你有宝贝的话你放在哪里
Now, if you have a treasure, where are you going to put it?
恐怕你放在银行的保险箱里头。
Probably put in the safe box in the bank.
或者你放在一个精致的盒子里头。
You put it in a very beautiful box.
这样才相称的。
And that seems to be matching.
许多的人以为自己是玉品。
And many people feel that he himself is a jade vase.
你记得玛利亚
You remember Mary.
她有一个玉瓶
He has an alabaster jar.
里头就放了拿大的香膏
He put the nard inside.
所以很多的人都让自己是玉瓶
So many people feel that I am an alabaster jar.
如果你是玉瓶的话那么要你打碎它恐怕不容易
If you are that jar,Then it would be very hard for you to break it.
如果你要高祖的话，那么就开了瓶子的石头啊，倒下一两滴就可以了。
Now, if you want to anoint the Lord, then you just open up that box and put a couple of drops.
我们都要保守我们的自己。
We all want to keep to preserve ourselves.
我们不知道，我们原来不过是瓦器。
We don't know that we.After all, it's just an earthen vessel.
但是神做了一件奇妙的事情。
But God has done an amazing thing.
神把那个宝贝放在我们的瓦器里面。
God put that treasure into our earthen vessel.
那个宝贝就是我们的主。
That treasure is our Lord.
神把他的儿子生命放在我们这个瓦器的里面。
God put the life of His Son in our earthen vessel.
但是我们知道瓦器啊是不透明的。
But we know that this earthen vessel is not transparent.
但是宝贝是有光辉的。
But the treasure has light.
但是因为宝贝在瓦器的里面
But because the treasure's in the earthen vessel
所以宝贝的光啊照不出来
So the light of the treasure cannot shine out.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的情形。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is our condition.
我们信主以后，有主的生命在我们里面。
After we believe in the Lord, there is the life of the Lord in us.
但是这一个生命的光透露不出来。
But this, the light of that life cannot shine out.
那个意思就是说，它不能照亮许多在黑暗中的人。
And that light.Cannot then shine to many people who are in darkness.
当人与我们接触的时候
When other people come in contact with us,
他是接触这个瓦器
He's touched the earthen vessel.
他没有看见里面的光辉
He could not see the light that is inside.
所以要这个瓦器啊，里面的宝贝能光发出光辉来
So for the light of that treasure to shine out,
只有一条路
There's only one way.
就是这个瓦器啊，一定要破碎。
That earthen vessel has to be broken.
因为等到瓦器破碎的时候
Because when the earthen vessel is broken,
宝贝的光就露出来了。
The light of that treasure then shines out.
那么在圣经的里面
In the Bible,
这个瓦器代表什么呢
What does the earthen vessel represent?
这个瓦器啊，不只是代表我们的身体。
This earthen vessel not only represents our body.
这个瓦器也是代表我们外面的人。
The earthen vessel represents our outer man.
我们信主以后
After we believe in the Lord.
我们有一个外面的人，我们也有一个里面的人。
We have an outer man. We also have an inner man.
在我们魂的生命里头
In our soul life.
还是我们老旧的亚当在我们里面。
It is still the old Adam in us.
但是在我们的灵里头。
But in our spirit.
我们有基督的生命在我们里面。
We have the life of Christ in us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我想每一个蒙恩得救的人都有同样的经历。
I think every brothers and sister who have been saved have that experience.
这里没有得救之前
Before you are saved
好像你很自由
It seems that you're very free
你要做什么就做什么
Whatever you want to do, you can do
你要到哪里去就到哪里去
Wherever you want to go, you can go
你怎么想你就怎么做
However you think, that's what you do
好像很自然
And that it seems to be very natural
但是你信主之后
But after you believe in the Lord
我相信弟兄姊妹
I believe brothers and sisters
每一个真正信主的人都有同样的经验。
Now every brother, every sister who really believe in the Lord have that experience.
你信主之后，你觉得在你生活上啊，好像不同。
And after you believe in the Lord, it seems that your life is different now.
因为你从前做惯的事情。
Now those things you are so used to do in the past.
当你再去做的时候。
Now when you do it again.
哎，里面好像有一个人对你说。你是基督徒
And that somehow inside somebody is telling you, now you are a Christian.
这是否是你该做的事吗
Is this something you should do?
比方说你没有信主的时候
For example, before you were saved,
你讲话很随便
You spoke very, by yourself.
并且你是夸大其词
And you exaggerate.
因为你觉得这样就表明你的伟大。
And because that expresses your superiority.
但是到你信主以后。
But after you believe in the Lord.
你照样的讲话。
You speak as before.
不知不觉你还在那里夸大其词。
Now unknowingly you continue to exaggerate.
但是稀奇。
But very amazing.
好像里面有个刹车一样。
It seems that inside there's some break.
里面好像对你说够了。
It seems to be saying that's enough.
不要再说下去了。
Don't say anymore.
你再说下去就要犯罪了。
If you say anymore, you will be sinning.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我相信每一个人都有这样的经验。
I believe every one of us has that experience.
但是许多的时候
，But oftentimes.
我们虽然里面有这一个刹车在那里
Now, even if we have that break inside,
但是刹不住
but we cannot control.
我们还是讲
We continue to coast, continue to speak.
那么请问
but ask you.
你讲了之后你觉得怎样?
Now after you so speak, how do you feel?
从前你讲了很得意。
Now previously after you brag, you're very happy.
但是现在你讲了那真是头头上气。
But now after you brag, you feel so bad.
同时你与神的交通出问题。
And then also, your fellowship with the Lord is now
is a problem. 你非得向神认罪。
Now you have to confess
before the Lord. 照着神的恩记指示来做。
And then do according to the instruction of the Lord.
你与神的关系就不能恢复正常。
Otherwise, your relationship with the Lord cannot be restored.
我想这是我们每一个蒙恩得救的人的经历。
I believe that is the experience of everyone who has been saved by grace.
因为神的灵在我们里面教导我们。
Because the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us inside.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒的道路是里面的道路。
The way of Christian is inside.
不是外面的道路。
It's not outside.
但是在基督教的传统的里面。
But in the tradition of Christianity.
我们已经把基督教的道路变成外面的道路。
And we have already turned the way of a Christian to be some outside way.
你信主之后。
Now after you believe in the Lord.
人就告诉你。
The people tell you.
你要天天读圣经。
Now every day you have to read the Bible.
你要天天祷告。
Every day you have to pray.
你要去做礼拜。
You have to go to the meetings.
等等。
So on.
如果你做这些事。
If you do these things.
你就是好的基督徒。
You are a good Christian.
如果你不做这些事。
If you don't do these things.
那这个基督徒做得不像样。
Then you are not a good Christian.
所以你就看见说。
So you see.
基督徒的道路都变成外面的道路。
The way of a Christian becomes an outside way.
都是在外面的教导。
And it's the teaching outside.
我们就是跟从遗传。
Now we just follow the tradition.
用这些来服侍我们的主。
Now we serve the Lord with this.
你记得当时保罗就是扫罗就是这样。
You remember Paul when he was Saul, he was like that.
当扫罗年轻的时候
When Saul was young,
他实在是个了不起的青年
He was a very outstanding young man
因为普通的青年都追求世界的福禄
Because ordinarily a young man will seek the fame of the world
但是扫罗这个青年
But Saul the young man
他是追求天上的福禄
He sought the blessing of heaven
所以他从小就到耶路撒冷。
So when he was young, he went to Jerusalem.
在当时犹太教里面最有名的洁净的人。
So he was, and this, there's this rabbi who was the best a Bible scholar in Judaism.
来做他的门徒。
And he became his disciple.
来学习圣经的话。
To learn the word in the Bible.
当然他们只有旧约，没有新约。
Of course, at that time, they only had the Old Testament, not the New
Testament. 但是他熟读旧约。
But he was so familiar with the Old Testament.
不但他读。
Not only he read them.
他也成了一个法利赛人。
He became a Pharisee.
今天我们听见法利赛人，就觉得都是假冒伪善的人。
Today, when we talk about Pharisees, we thought about these hypocrites.
但是严格地说来
But strictly speaking,
法利赛教派是当时犹太教派里头一个很严格的教派
The Pharisees were the most strict Jewish sect in the Judaism
他们在那里研究圣经
They studied the Bible
也是所谓遵守圣经的话
They also obeyThe word in the scriptures.
那么这个扫罗，他说他是一个真的法利赛人。
Now Saul says he was a true Pharisee.
因为他不是假冒伪善的。
Because he was not a hypocrite.
他说我对于圣经的话，我句句都遵守。
He said I obeyed every word in the scripture.
他的热心呢，是超过他的同事的。
He was more zealous than his contemporaries.
他要侍奉神。
He wants to serve God.
但是怎么侍奉神呢？
But how?
他就根据犹太教的遗传。
So he would serve God according to the tradition of Judaism.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要记得在当时的世界里头，
We have to remember at the world that time,
犹太教的遗传是最高的。
The tradition of Judaism was the highest.
有些外邦人炫慕犹太教。
The many people, nations, the Gentiles, they were so admire Judaism.
他们愿意参加这个犹太教。
Now they want to join Judaism.
因为他的教训是非常的高。
Because the teaching was so high.
这个扫罗他就完全遵守。
The Saul completely followed.
并且他的热心是超过平常的人。
And he's more zealous than his contemporaries.
那么他怎样来服侍神呢？
Now how did he serve the Lord?
他是逼迫信耶稣的人。
He persecuted those who believe in Jesus.
因为按照犹太教的遗传。
Because according to the tradition of Judaism.
他们把耶稣当作一个叛徒啊。
They considered Jesus as a rebel.
所以他要表示他的爱神。
Now he wanted to show, Paul, Saul wanted to show that he loved God.
他就把那些所谓信耶稣跟耶稣的人把他抓来定罪。
He took hold of those who believe in Jesus and condemn them, put them to, as criminal.
我想弟兄姊妹都记得。
I think, brother and sister, you all remember.
那一个斯蒂凡被他们用石头打死的时候，
When Stephen was stoned to death,
他在那里好像是监督一样。
And Saul was actually a little supervisor.
他赞成这样的事情。
And he approved that act.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你就在那里看见他的侍奉是凭着人的遗传。
You know that you can see that his service was according to man's tradition.
他越侍奉越得罪神。
The more he served, the more he offend God.
但是我们的神知道他的心。
But our God knows his heart.
知道他心是正直的。
No, our God knows that his heart is straight.
但是他的路错了。
But his way is wrong.
所以神在他的怜悯里面。
So in the mercy of God.
当他拿了祭司的文书啊要到外邦的城市去抓基督徒的时候，
When Saul took the document of the high priest to go out in the city of Gentiles to grab the believers,
神让他去，
God let him go.
差不多要到达马士，
and halfway to Damascus,
但是天上的光就照亮他，
light from heaven shone on him.
在那个光里面，他听见主的声音。
In that light, he heard the voice of the Lord.
他也看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个，他就完全的转变。
Now because of that, he was changed completely.
就变了使徒保罗。
Then he became Apostle Paul.
我们看见他怎样的服侍我们的主。
We saw how he served our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要真正的侍奉主。
When we want to really serve the Lord,
我们需要像扫罗变成保罗那样的转变。
We have to have a turn, like Saul, from Saul to Paul.
我们不能再凭着从前的遗传。
We cannot go according to the tradition in the past.
是靠着自己的热心。
And by his own zeal.
来服侍神。
To serve God.
因为这些是神所弃绝的。
Because those are rejected by God.
你越这样侍奉神，神越不得住侍，得不住侍奉。
The more you try to serve God this way, God, the more you cannot serve God.
我们要真正的侍奉主。
We should really serve the Lord.
我们需要在我们里面有一个转变。
We have to have a turn, a change inside.
那就是说，我们外面的人要破碎。
That is, our outer man has to be broken.
这个瓦器要破碎。
The earthen vessel has to be broken.
那么叫你里面的人能释放出来。
So the inner man can be released.
因为 瓦器的破碎是魂的破碎。
Because the breaking of the earthen vessel is the breaking of the soul.
是魂的生命被破碎。
Is the life of the soul being broken?
就是己的生命被破碎。
Is the life of self being broken?
你记得在历史上有一个很有名改教的人。
You remember there is a very a famous reformer in history.
就是马丁·路德。
Martin Luther.
在16世纪的时候，神用他来改教。
In the 16th century, God used Martin Luther to reform Christianity.
他曾说过这样的话。
And he once said,
他说我不怕教皇。
He said, I'm not afraid of the Pope.
我也不怕那些的主教。
I'm afraid of the archbishops.
我也不怕那些的诸侯。
And I am not afraid of these the kings, the nobles.
因为他被他们审问过的。
Because he was actually tried by them.
但是他说，我就怕在我里面的那一个亚当。
But I'm afraid of the Adam that is in me.
并且与他一同改教的 Melanchthon。
There's another one, his colleague at the time of Reformation, Melanchthon.
Melanchthon 是改教的时候神学家。
And he was a theologist of the Reforming time.
他也说过一句话。
And he said one thing.
他说我这个年轻的 Melanchthon 实在抵不住那个根深蒂固的亚当。
He said, me, the young Melanchthon, cannot really fight with this Adam, which is deep-rooted in me.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们现在要侍奉神，我们不能再用亚当的老旧生命来侍奉。
Today, when we serve God, we cannot serve God with this old Adam's life.
这个是瓦器。必须要破碎。
That is earthen vessel that has to be broken.
因为不但他不能服侍，并且是得罪神。
Not only you cannot serve the Lord, but you also violate Him.
但是这个瓦器怎么能破碎呢？
But how can the earthen vessel be broken?
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible shows us.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这不是人的工作。
This is not the work of man.
你想哪一个人喜欢把自己破碎的？
You think who is willing to be broken?
我们都要保存我们自己。
We all want to preserve ourselves.
我们都要加增我们自己。
We all want to increase ourselves.
我们都要抬高我们自己。
We all want to lift up ourselves.
哪里肯把我们自己破碎呢？
Now how can we be willing to get ourselves broken?
这是不可能的事实。
It is not possible.
好像你要把你自己举起来一样。
As if you want to lift yourself.
这是不可能的。
It is not possible.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
他救我们，就救我们到底。
He saved us. He is going to save us to the end.
他不但赦免我们的罪。
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
给我们他的生命。
Not only he has given us his life,
并且他要破碎我们的瓦器。
And also he's going to break our earthen vessels,
叫里面灵的生命能起来侍奉。
So the spirit of that, the life of that spirit can actually come out and serve God.
所以保罗他就这样说。
So Paul said.
他说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
He said that we are attacked from all four sides, but we are not constrained.
我们知道圣灵在我们身上的工作有两方面。
We know that the Holy Spirit work in us, there are two aspects.
一面的工作是给我们光照启示。
And on one hand, it gives us light, illumination.
好像保罗在以弗所第一章所说的。
As what Paul said in the Ephesians chapter 1.
当他要把神永远的旨意交通给以弗所的圣徒。
When he is to fellowship the eternal purpose of God to the saints in Ephesus.
他感觉说，除非神给光照给启示。
He felt that unless God gives light, illumination,
人没有办法参透属灵的事情。
If God does not give revelation, then man cannot see, know the spiritual things.
所以当他才开始要讲神永远旨意的时候，
So before he started talking about the eternal purpose of God,
他停下来，
He paused.
他就跪下来祷告。
He knelt and he prayed.
求神赐下智慧和启示的灵。
He asked God to give the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫他们真正的认识神。
That they can truly, really know God.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是从启示来的，都是二等货。
Brothers and sisters, if it is not coming from revelation,It is all second-hand things, second-class things.
我们需要在神面前有启示。
We need to have revelation before God.
有光照。
Light from God.
尼托生弟兄曾这样说过。
Brother Washburn Nee once said,
他说在基督徒一生的中间。
He said in the life of a Christian.
那个大的启示。把你整个的人转变的启示大概只有一次两次。
Now this great revelation, the great revelation that changed your whole life probably only once or twice.
但是在你每天的生活上应当有启示有光照。
But in your daily life, there ought to be revelation, there ought to be light.
因为圣灵在我们里面随时教导我们。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us,and teaching us in everything.
在约翰一书第二章告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 2.
他说那个恩膏啊在你们里面。
He said the anointing is in you.
这个恩膏就是内住的圣灵。
The anointing is the indwelling spirit.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都有圣灵住在我们里面。
Everyone who has been saved by grace has the Holy Spirit living, dwelling in us.
他在里面好像一个膏油一样。
Now inside he's like an anointing.
他说你们里面的恩膏啊，在凡事上要教训你们。
He said the anointing inside of you will teach you in everything.
不单是大事小事都要教训你们。
Not only in great things, but also in small things.
很多的时候我们大的事情就要祷告。
Oftentimes, in big things, we come to pray.
小事情我们自己会做。
The small things, we do it ourselves.
但是神对于我们的照顾是那样的仔细周密。
But God's care for us is very detailed, is very comprehensive.
他说圣灵在你里面要教导你。
He said the Holy Spirit in you will teach you.
不但在大事上，连小事上都要指点你。
Not only in big things, but also in small things.
你要按照恩膏的教训常住在主的里面。
And you ought to abide in the Lord according to the anointing of the teaching.
很多年之前。
Many years ago.
我与一帮年轻的人在一起。
I was with a group of young people.
我就问这些年轻的人。
I asked them.
我说我们怎么可以常住在主里面
？I asked them how can we abide in the Lord.
那么这些年轻的人就给我许多的答案。
Now these our young friends they give me many answers.
有的人说我们要好好的读圣经。
Some say we ought to read the Bible carefully.
有的人说我们要多多的祷告。
Some say we ought to pray often.
有的人说我们要常常聚会。
Some say that we ought to go to every meeting.
这样我们就可以得着光照启示。
And then we can get revelation, we can get light.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what the Bible say?
圣经告诉我们说，在你里面的恩膏啊。
The Bible tells us that the anointing in you.
他在凡事上要教导我们。
He will teach us in everything.
叫我们能常常住在主里面
so that we can abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
基督徒的道路不是外面的
The way of a Christian is not outside.
基督徒的道路是里面的
The way of a Christian is inside.
里面的圣灵在那里涂抹我们
The spirit inside is anointing us.
当他来涂抹我们的时候是很柔和的
When he anoints us, it was very soft.
虽然他是长久但是他是温柔的
Although he was there long, but he's very tender.
就像以利亚看见的一样
And just like what Elijah saw.
你记得当以利亚 逃到那个洞里头去的时候
You remember when Elijah ran away and then entered into that cave.
神就向他显现
And God appeared to him.
有大风吹过
And there wind, storm.
但是神不在里头
And God was not in there.
有那里地震但是神也不在里头
There was earthquake and God was not in there.
有那里大火主也不在那。
There were fire, and God was not in there.
然后他听见一个微小的声音。
And then Elijah heard a tiny voice.
神就对他说话。
God spoke to him.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们做基督徒的人。
We who are Christians.
要注意里面的道路。
We have to pay attention to the way that is inside.
在每天的生活里面。
In our daily life.
要让圣灵在光照。启示带领。
We have to let the Holy Spirit shine. You have to let the Holy Spirit reveal. Have to let the Holy Spirit guide.
这是神做工的一方面。
And this is one aspect of God's work.
在另一方面呢
？The other aspect.
神在我们的环境里头替我们安排。
The Lord raised up circumstances.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看神爱我们爱到什么地步？
God loves us to such an extent.
他说连你头上的头发都耗过了。
He said, even the hair in your head are numbered.
在中文圣经说是数过了。
In the Chinese Bible, it says counting.
但是数过还不算。
But counting is not good enough.
并且每一根头发都有一个号码的。
He actually has given every hair a number.
我想我们没有一个人知道我们有多少头发。
I believe none of us know exactly how many hairs we have.
我们早上梳头，有些头发掉下来。
In the morning when we comb our hair, some of them fall on the floor.
我们也都不在意。
And we don't pay any attention.
但神知道哪一号的头发掉下来。
But the Lord knows what number is falling down the floor.
所以你看见神的照顾是多么的周密啊。
So God'sCare for us is so minute detail.
我们不能怀疑神的照顾。
We cannot doubt His care.
不信的人是否神也这样的带领他们？
Now,
我不知道。
The unbelievers, whether the Lord let them lead them this way, I don't know.
但是我们信主的人是在主的手里。
But we who believe in the Lord, we are in His hand.
所以在这里，圣灵在我们的环境上就替我们安排。
So here, the Holy Spirit then arrange in our environment.
要我们学习功课。
So that we learn lessons.
他叫你与某某人、某某人在一起。
So he wants you to be so and so and so and so.
这不是偶然的。
And this is not just by chance.
他叫某某事情发生在你身上。
He allows certain things to happen to you.
也不是偶然的。
It's not by chance.
基督徒没有偶然的事。
For a Christian, there's nothing by chance.
因为我们是神所照顾的。
Because we are cared by God.
他说借着环境来破碎我们。
God used our environment circumstances to break us.
我们不喜欢的环境
The circumstances we do not like
我们发怨言的环境
Those circumstances we all complain about
我们要记得的都是神在创世之前就安排好了
But we have to believe, we know that God has arranged these things before the foundation of the earth
为什么我们常常问这个问题
Why? We always ask the question why
但是神说因为我爱你
But God says, because I love you.
要破碎我们外面的人。
He wants to break our outside man.
所以在这里说四面仇敌就不被困住。
He was saying here, surrounded in every way, but it's not tightened.
四面都围起来了。
You were surrounded by every way, every way.
你无路可走了。
You have no way out.
但是主说。
But the Lord said.
却不被困住。
You will not be bound.
因为上面还没有围住。
Because way up is still there.
你还能与神相交。
You can still fellowship with the Lord.
你还能从神那里来得着拯救。
You can still get salvation from God.
心里作难，却不知死亡。
Perplexed, but not in despair.
我很喜欢 Philip 他的这个 translation.
I like a translation by Philip.
他在这里呀、啊。就是我们中国人说的自穷啊，但是不是生命失去智慧、穷了
智慧 it's at the wit's end the wisdom is the end of your wisdom but the life is still there
在你的聪明里头啊，你已经什么都想到了
and you have thought every way but there's no way out
但是不能解决
And you cannot solve it.
但是感谢神，里面的生命还在那里。
But we thank the Lord, the life inside is still there.
他说做逼迫就不被丢弃。
He said persecuted but not forsaken.
我们常常受逼迫的时候，就发怨言说神离开我们。
And oftentimes we were persecuted and we complained that God, you have left me.
但是我们要记得不被丢弃。
But we have to remember we are not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡
and knocked down but not destroyed
一个更好的翻译就是说 knocked down but not knocked out 你是打倒了但是没有打死
and that it's like you play boxing and you're knocked down but you're not knocked out
虽然你打倒了你又爬起来
you're knocked down but then you stand up again
你像个不倒翁一样
and you cannot be destroyed
因为你里面的生命是主
because your life the life in you is the Lord
弟兄姊妹就在这样的经历里面
dear brother and sister just in this kind of experience
你魂的生命就破碎
the soul life is broken
叫基督的生命就在你里面就长大了。
That the life of Christ can grow in me.
所以保罗在这里说。
So here Paul said,
我身上常带着耶稣的死。
Said, I bring on me the dying of Jesus.
这个耶稣的死，这个死是一个绝人，是个名词，又是动词。
Now this dying of Jesus actually is a noun, but it actually implies motion.
不是 death, 那是 dying.
It's not death, but it's dying.
不是基督在十字架上那个死这个事实。
It is not the fact that Christ died on the cross.
乃是根据那个死这个能力死的能力在我们身上。
But it's according to the principle of that death.The power of that dying is actually in us.
那么这一个致死的能力就把我们致死。
And that power then, it then causes us to actually die.
但是不是致死就完了。
But that's not the end of it.
乃是致死叫基督的生在我们里面就长大。
So that we die, but the life of Christ grows in us.
那么为什么神要我们有这样的经历呢
But why the Lord give us that experience?
我们要记得
We have to remember
基督徒所有的经历不是为着你个人
All the experience of a Christian is not for you yourself
我们所有的经历都是为着身体他的教会
All the experience is for the body for his church
因为当我们经过这个死而复活的经历的时候
Because after we go through this experience of dying and then live again
在与我们接触的人身上
Then for those who have who come contact with us,
叫他们得着基督的生命。
And they can have the life of Christ.
至于弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道没有一个人的经历是为着他自己的荣耀。
We know that no experience of any person is for his own glory.
都是为着教会。
It is all because of the church.
也都是为着我们的主。
It's all for the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们在这里就看见
Here we see
信主之后还有许多的功课我们要学习
After we believe in the Lord There are many lessons we have to learn
但是学习这些功课不是突然的
But to learn these lessons are not in vain
因为你学习了这些功课神就得着侍奉
Because when we learn these lessonsGod is actually being served.
人能得着益处。
Then man can get the benefit.
所以这个就是怎样让基督在我们里面出来服侍人。
And this is how we let the Christ come out of us to be the service.
所以但愿主带领我们。
So may the Lord lead us.
叫我们真是愿意把自己交在主的手里。
That we really are willing to deliver ourselves, put ourselves in the hand of the Lord.
让主随着他的旨意在我们身上工作。
Let the Lord, according to His will, work in us.
好叫他得着侍奉，人也得着恩典。
好的 ，so that He is served, that men receive grace.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，你的旨意是高过我们的旨意。
The Lord, your mind, your purpose is higher than ours.
你的道路是高过我们的道路。
Your way is higher than our ways.
主，我们只有俯伏在你的面前。
Lord, we bow down before you.
把我们自己完全献上。
That we offer ourselves completely.
让你随着你的美意来带领我们。
That you can lead us according to your will.
主，你不要放松我们。
Lord, do not let us loose.
求你在我们身上严格的工作。
We pray that you do strict work on in us.
好叫你的名能得着称赞。
That your name can be praised.
好叫你的侍奉能释放出来。
So that we can really serve you.
叫我们真正做服侍你的人。
So that we can really be people who can serve you.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our cry.
奉主的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.